Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning.
President-elect Trump has tapped some more leadership picks as Capitol Hill turns the color of Rudolph's nose.
KRLD's Kristen Yates has our top story.
With 218 seats to 208, Republicans took majority in the U.S. House this morning, despite a few seats still to be called. This puts GOP majority leadership over the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office. Trump also announced some more picks for leadership positions. As Attorney General, he's chosen Florida Rep. Matt Gaetz, who's so ready to take the job, he's already resigned his House seat. Trump's also named Tulsi Gabbard his new Director of National Intelligence. He says she has broad support in both parties as a former Democrat turned independent turned Republican. Both Gaetz and Gabbard still require Senate confirmation in their new posts. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
President-elect Trump has been adamant there will be immigration raids and mass deportations. In Texas, there are worries that Hispanic Americans could be unfairly caught in the mix.
Hard-working Mexican Americans, these folks were born and raised here and working hard to make our economy grow.
San Antonio State Senator Roland Gutierrez said on social media that he fears workplace raids will affect the state's economy. A recent study shows that 30% of major construction trades, such as roofers and painters, are illegal immigrants. Some of Trump's surrogates have said that the raids will instead focus on those who have committed crimes.
Mesquite police arrest a Segalville man they say managed to get into Horn High School and sexually assault his ex-girlfriend.
Police say 19-year-old Sineas Elijah had dated the victim. They had broken up, and Lieutenant Michael Kelly says Elijah appeared to want revenge, so he had another student at Horn High School open a secured door, bypassing security and allowing Elijah inside. Then the attack happened.
I don't know what the student that let him in thought was going to happen, but when he got inside, he assaulted her and fled before anyone could detain or stop him or ask him questions.
Because it was a known person, police were able to make a quick arrest at Elijah's parents' home. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a cop is now on the wrong side of the bars, it seems. A former Lake Worth police officer is facing criminal charges for an incident this spring. They got him fired from the force. Lake Worth police chief determined that Commander Landon Rollins violated policy when he used excessive force against a suspect and then lied about it on his report. He was fired that summer. Tarrant County Grand Jury indicted him on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and tampering with a government document. He was booked into the Tarrant County Jail on Tuesday and then released. Coming up in 4 minutes, Danica Patrick now on how much she was paid to endorse Donald Trump. That's coming up in 4 minutes.
Dak ain't coming back, at least for the rest of the year. It's up to Cooper Rush and Trey Lance to get the Cowboys offense going. While Rush will get the start this week, Lance says he's ready when his number is called. One thing he says they have to do, limit those turnovers.
I feel like we beat ourselves, you know, with turnovers to a certain extent. Last week, didn't think that they did anything, you know, to really take the ball away. Ball security is a huge part of it, you know, starting with me and starting with us. But, yeah, just continue to grow as an offense and continue to have confidence to play fast.
Cowboys and the Houston Texans will square off on Monday night. Texans are 7.5-point favorite.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell visits Dallas today for a special event hosted by the Dallas Regional Chamber, the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, and the World Affairs Council. Powell will speak at the Music Hall at Fair Park and is expected to address key economic issues and the future of U.S. monetary policy. News Radio 1080 KRLD will be at Fair Park for the event today and will broadcast the whole thing in the days ahead.
New this morning, Danica Patrick reveals how much she was paid by the Trump campaign for her support. This as she's hitting out on Megan Thee Stallion's hefty $5 million payday from Kamala Harris, the 42-year-old former NASCAR driver, through her support behind President-elect Trump as she prepared to cast her very first ever ballot. She's 42. She's never voted before until this election. In a post on X, she writes that all events, rallies and interviews and social posts, I did it for free. Actually spent a fair amount on wardrobe, she writes. So Danica Patrick knocking the notion of getting paid for an endorsement as Megan Thee Stallion evidently got $5 million from the Harris campaign.
And I was saying, like, I may be naive, but I thought all these celebrities did it just out of what they felt they should do. I didn't know that they were getting paid this kind of money.
I wonder if it covers their costs, like travel there and to bring their people and all of that.
Their people, their entourages.
Their people.
And, you know, if someone's doing a concert or something like that, you got production costs and those kinds of things as well. And
Beyonce did that one appearance. She got, like, what, $10 million? And she didn't even perform.
And a lot of people were let down that she did not perform, no doubt.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, John Little has the week off, and so we had David Rankin in filling in for John earlier in the week, and now we have Austin York this morning. Yeah, and I like Austin just fine, but when he's here, I feel like I have to sit up straight or stuff. This guy is so jacked. If you ever meet Austin York in person, I've been in radio for a few years now. You're the most fit person I've ever met in radio. Most of us are.
That is a complete. And that bar is really low. You got to admit. So I'm barely clearing that.
Radio people are not known for their appearance.
Well, shoot. If this is the best we got, that's pretty bad.
If you ever get an opportunity to see Austin York somewhere in public, by all means, go do it. See this guy and just
see push-ups. I will take you in a contest, though.
I'll concede that right now.
Somebody just wrote me that.
Without even hitting the floor, I will concede push-ups to you.
All right, put your guns up. Let's do some news.
No.
And by the way, an arrest in Tarrant County uncovers a car theft ring with international ties, which police say is behind millions of dollars worth of car thefts from DFW Airport.
In the search warrant, investigators say they've arrested three suspects, including the leader of the ring, identified as Yoel Hernandez Frometa. Police say the Houston-based ring targeted other airports in Texas, New Mexico, Utah, and Nevada.
What we have seen, however, is that the crime is getting more and more sophisticated as technology progresses.
Criminal experts tell NBC5 that as the Metroplex continues to grow, it's more likely that nationwide criminal rings will target the area.
As we've seen an increase of what appears to be more sophisticated crime, more crime that has ties internationally and throughout the United States.
Now, police tell us if you do have to leave your vehicle parked somewhere for extended time, you can consider using additional security measures like steering wheel locks that will help further prevent thefts.
That's NBC5's Keenan Willard.
Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson, I'm going to meet you out there today at the Music Hall at Fair Park.
Yeah, that's going to be, and that may be the real focus of Wall Street. You're talking about Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed, you know, making what had been a long scheduled address for the Dallas Regional Chamber and the World Affairs Council and the Dallas Fed out at Fair Park. It's going to be a big audience, but the importance of that has really come down now to the focus on the administration, because the incoming president has indicated that he wants to fire Jay Powell. And Jay Powell, at the last news conference after the Fed meeting, FOMC meeting, said he doesn't have the power to fire me. And would I quit? No, I wouldn't quit. So now the question is, and then, you know, the topics went on to monetary policy and stuff like that. So now the question is, will he use this as an opportunity to elaborate on that and maybe make a stand? Now, it's interesting. The thing starts at 2, and there's some preliminary speakers. So you'd think his part maybe begins 20 minutes in, something like that. So around 2:20. The market's still open, remember. The market's open till 3 o'clock. And I looked, and it is a dialogue with a Washington Post reporter who you'd think will probably challenge him, but he's got opening remarks. Now, that's not always the case. You know, a lot of these things, you know, it's an interview, it's a dialogue in front of an audience, but he's making opening remarks. So the question is, what are those opening remarks going to be like? So I really think Wall Street is going to focus like a laser beam on this address that starts somewhere after 2 o'clock and hopefully winds up before 3 o'clock this afternoon, and the markets will be open and they will have a chance to react. If the market opened right now, we'd be a good bit higher. The Dow Industrials average would push into positive territory the week and it'd be up 128 points. But every bit of that is Dow component Disney. Disney reported great earnings and, more importantly, really outstanding guidance. That stock's up about $10, and it is overcoming the loss that is expected to come out of Cisco, which didn't have the guidance that Wall Street wanted to see. Gold's resuming its slide, down $27.40. Interest rates are a little bit lower today, 4.43%, but the S&P'd be up a dozen, the NASDAQ up 31, and the Dow up 135. If we open right now. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
727 here on the KRLD Morning News. New Senate Majority Leader John Thune states that he and the Senate Republicans are excited to enact President-elect Donald Trump's agenda. This shortly after he was elected the new Senate Majority Leader, coming up in January. 727 on the KRLD Morning News.
We're counting down until one of the biggest sporting matchups of the year. It's going to be in Arlington tomorrow. It's Mike Tyson, Iron Mike, and Jake Paul are going to be stepping in that boxing ring. Millions will be watching as AT&T Stadium and on Netflix. And Brent Duran, with CEO, Arlington Convention and Visitor Bureau, says you can hardly get any better exposure.
Having millions of viewers plus a decent crowd over at AT&T Stadium for this, we really think that, again, the future for professional boxing here in Arlington and at AT&T Stadium is really strong.
Ticket prices have been dropping over concerns about Tyson's health and illness he suffered in the summer, postponed the fight's original date, but the 58-year-old says he feels great. Hotel demand in Arlington still skyrocketing ahead of the weekend, up 250%.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.